Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Every year, I make a point of checking with Dave Rothiger for a small book review. And the reason I do that is because Dave is one of the most dedicated readers of business books that I know. And so we're going to have a talk with Dave in a little bit. He's going to tell us his top three books for 2020. But before I do that, I want you to know a few things about Dave. In addition to being a really well-read human being, Dave is an author, a coach, and a consultant. Dave is one of the very few in our industry with the Servant Leader Award, and that is an incredible award. It's rarely awarded, and it's only given to those that have a lifetime of outstanding service to others. He is an advisory board mentor for Service Nation Alliance. He writes for Comanche Marketing. He is the author of Service Nation's Trade Talk. He writes a weekly Saturday rabbit hole for Service Roundtable members. He is the author of the Starship Freedom column for the GoTime Success Group, co-author of the book It's GoTime, and he conducts leadership masterminds for the GoTime Success Group. As you can tell, Dave is a very busy guy. So, Dave Rothiger, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Sure. Thank you, David. Glad to be here. Happy to be here. Love to share book knowledge.
Before we get into your top three for 2020, was reading in 2020 any different for you? Did it change what you read in any way?
Not so much the whole COVID pandemic thing. My change was a little bit more personal. And instead of averaging 70 to 80 books a year, I did cut back. I went back into the library and reread a lot of my old books, oftentimes more. Kind of thinking back, I probably did concentrate a little bit more on leadership just because of the whole pandemic and being able to write about it and offer advice. So yeah, I did a little bit more with leadership.
It was a big writing year for you as well, right?
Yeah. We, 2019 and 2020, working on the GoTime book, the most complicated project I've ever been involved with in my life, but so well worth it.
It's gotten tremendous reviews, so good for you guys. It's a great book. Let's get on with the top three books. Tell us what you liked.
Okay, great. So the first book, Vision Driven Leader by Michael Hyatt. This is all about vision, vision casting, vision creating for leaders. And the first thing that attracted me to this book is the simplicity and the flow of the way it's written. It's just very understandable, very readable, and a perfect book for the busy contractor. And the author covers vision from top to bottom and really emphasizes how important vision is for leaders. He gets involved with differentiating vision from mission. He talks about differentiating leadership from management. And throughout the book, he does provide a clear, systematic process for creating a vision. And it's based around a set of 10 questions that he asks throughout the book. And just as an example, he prompts with questions to drive thought and action. So one question would be in regards to vision. What do you want? Is it clear? Does it inspire? And then that goes on and on. And like I said, throughout the book, he asks really, really good questions to prompt more thought and understanding. I think that's a real key to look at when you're reading a book. Is the author asking questions? Are they prompting you to think? And he does a really, really good job of that.
Yeah, thing that I've always enjoyed about Michael Hyatt is that his works are very readable. They're not difficult to read. And then they're also always seem very practical to me. Like, you can read the books and you come away with to-do lists, things that you can apply immediately in your business or in your personal life to make things better, practical suggestions for you. And I've always enjoyed that about him.
Yeah, and that follows through with this book, but it's more along the lines of creating one vision. It's not a, you know, like a list of actionable takeaways. It's all based around the creating of a vision.
What's next?
The next book, Humanocracy, that's one word, humanocracy. The authors came up with that word to describe the opposite of bureaucracy. And this book is not as highly readable as The Vision Driven Leader. And this is not going to be a book that I think a great many are going to really embrace because it's written more from an academic background combined with a business background from the authors. But it's such a need. They speak to such a need that I believe there's a huge demand for the methodology that they talk about. And in a nutshell, humanocracy supersedes or takes over bureaucracy, where bureaucracy is outdated, comes from an authoritarian power structure with suffocating rules and toxic politicking and that sort of thing. That's what's happening in bureaucracy. And the thing that stuck out to me about this book is it seemed to me like the 21st century version of the Kluchtrain Manifesto, which was written in the late 1990s. And the Kluchtrain Manifesto spoke to that human element need in business as opposed to corporate speak and that sort of thing. And so this offers us a fresh 21st century version of how to combat bureaucracy. Now, a lot of people are going to think, well, that just happens in big companies. And the authors do state that it does become extremely problematic when the companies start exceeding 300 employees. But the elements that they talk about in humanocracy are applicable to all companies. And this is really why I recommend reading this book. They speak from a platform, actually a silent platform, because they don't really identify it. But I know that I can identify with this because of my background in reading and studying leadership. But this platform that is an undertow throughout the book is servant leadership. And some of the principles that they talk about are ownership, openness in a company, experimentation, community, meritocracy, ownership, autonomy, that sort of thing. And so they speak to people like me who might have been involved with organizations in the past that stifled people's creativity. You weren't able to kind of unleash your energy. You were always confined by something, some rule or power structure, outdated way of going about business and everything. And so that's really what this book speaks to me about. We're talking about actionable takeaway, and I did make a note on this because I thought this is applicable to all companies out there. And it's fascinating, actually. And it involves two questions. And so this would be the manager speaking to their coworkers. And the manager would ask their coworker, what am I doing that feels like interference or adds no value to you? So again, I mean, that's a pretty bold thing. I mean,
it's
bold,
a brave question to ask, isn't it?
Exactly. You know, what am I doing that feels like interference or adds no value to you?
You have to be operating in a environment of high trust, because I think there's many a subordinate that would not want to answer that question.
No doubt. So with that in mind, here's the other one. So buckle up, man, for this one. What am I doing that you can do better?
Talk about
having trust and talk about being vulnerable. It's a big 21st century thing, you know. Are you vulnerable in business kind of thing? So
who are the authors of this book?
Well, the one recognizable author is Gary Hamel. And Gary Hamel is a real famous business author. I can't exactly remember the name of the title, but the one that I have that I read a couple of times from him is The Leading Revolution or Leading the Revolution. And that was about 20 years ago. But very progressive guy. I think he was at one time at Harvard. I'm pretty sure he's at the London School of Business now. So he's very, very steeped in change, transformation, leadership type of guy. And the other individual, I believe, works at the London School of Business, and I'm not familiar with him, Michelle Zanini.
Sounds like a really interesting book.
It
loves those two questions.
Yeah, I would recommend this for the owner that really loves leadership, wants to be more progressive. This isn't going to be a book you jump on the plane and read it, you know, by the time you get to your destination. This is going to require some thought and thinking. And to me, it was extremely worthwhile and, you know, recommendable read. So
next.
B2.0, my favorite book, probably in the last couple of years that I've read so far.
This
is so interesting, this book. Jim Collins is the author of Good to Great, Built to Last, and a few other books. Jim was wildly successful after the publication of Good to Great. My first reading of Jim was Good to Great, and then I went back and read his Built to Last. I read that after it, and then consequently I read all of his books after Good to Great. And actually, I've been writing about Good to Great since 2000 or whenever that book came out, 2001, probably one of my top two or three, four leadership books ever. And the knock I would always get, or the backlash I would always get from people is, well, you know, Jim Collins writes about these big companies, and it doesn't pertain to me. Well, if you really break down everything he writes about, it does pertain to any size company. But I've always had that sort of, after years of kind of arguing with people, I say, oh, okay, it doesn't pertain to you. I, you know, okay. But it was always there that it sort of bothered me. And so reading a B 2.0, which he just published, it is an updated version of his original book, Beyond Entrepreneurship, which was written in 1990. And he wrote it along with his favorite mentor of all time, Bill Lazier. And what was so fascinating about the original book, and by the way, in this book, he keeps the original content in place. He does not change it. What he does is he inserts updates throughout the book. And what was so fascinating about this, and it's like I read this book and I thought, man, how could I have missed this book back in 1990? But Jim comes right out and says that the first book he wrote in 1990, Beyond Entrepreneurship, was written for small to mid-sized companies. And so everything in that original book is totally targeted at small to mid-sized companies. So what he does in B 2.0, well, Bill Lazier had passed away years ago, but he remains on as the author of B 2.0 because the original version is intact within this book, so he's still listed as an author. But what Jim Collins does is he ties his entire methodology from 1990 through 2020 into this whole work. So you can read this book. You see the original thinking. He was talking about great companies back in the late 1980s. And so you can see the roots of his big, big works, and you can see the genesis of the way he approached small to mid-sized companies, and he ties it all together, and he brings the readers through, you know, his entire methodology through all those years, explaining everything along the way. It's just so fascinating, and it's rewarding to see how his roots of where his thinking was, how that thinking developed, how it progressed. And then, he also talks about companies aren't always good to great. You know, and there's been some kickback about, well, those companies aren't great some more. Well, he did write another book that totally addresses that syndrome, and he talks about it in this one as well. So it could be an introduction to Jim's work, and it's also kind of a recap. So just a fascinating book.
So give me a couple takeaways out of it. What would you say a lesson is that you took away from it?
One that really jumped out at me, you know, here's something that he was writing back in the 1980s talking about, and that's leading with values first. And it's like, you read leadership books today and you're thinking, oh, he's come up with this in the last 5 or 6 years, you know, lead with values first. I mean, it really is the right way to lead, you know, with values first. But here's Jim Collins writing about it in the late 1980s, which was published in, 1990. You know, he also talks about building relationships, building lifetime meaningful relationships. And I'm sure you've seen it, David, through your career. You come up in the industry with a budding young professional who's about your age or so. You know each other when maybe you just graduated from college or you're in your early 20s. And then, boom, flash forward 35 years and you're in your mid-50s and both of you guys are still around. And now both of you guys are at 10 levels above where you were, kind of thing. And so, the meaning of building those relationships early on and being able to be in them throughout your work career is very meaningful and beneficial. You ever see somebody early on when you were younger, and then you kind of parallel them throughout your career and there they are 30 years later?
Sure. Matt Michelle and I, we were friends way back in the 80s. Yeah. Met a number of people, and Steve Hoffman, who unfortunately died recently, but yeah, a number of great people that I've worked with over the course of my career. So you sort of grew up with them.
So I had one final takeaway from the Collins' work. And here he's writing something from way back in the day, but it's simply and basically purpose before profits. And that's pretty self-explanatory, but the thing that resonated with me is here's something that was being discussed back in the late, 1990 anyhow. And, you're reading it today and you're thinking, that just came across like in the last 10 years or so about purpose-driven companies and stuff. And that's not really the case. I mean, it really, really opens your eyes to Collins' complete body of work.
So it's almost like, I think you said this, in fact, it's almost like an introduction to everything that he's ever written, or a summary of everything he's ever written?
Absolutely. And you know what? If you're a young entrepreneur today or young business leader and you never read Jim Collins, read this book and you're going to run to read his other books.
Of the three books, this is your favorite. But not only that, this is your favorite book of this year and maybe the last couple of years?
Yep, last few years.
That's a pretty strong recommendation. I mean, I think you read, how many books do you think you read in a year?
Well, up until last year, I was reading probably somewhere between 70 and 80. But like I said, last year, I sort of pared down a little bit, reread a lot of my old books. I mean, I was still reading that many books, but I wasn't reading different titles because I read everything.
All the books you read?
Not written down on paper. No. And I haven't rated them, but in my office, I'm surrounded by about 1,100 books, and I think that there's only about 8 of them that I have not read. So I have a visual of every book I've read, pretty much,
Impressive.
Hey, I do got one more recommendation. This is just a quickie. I'm not going to go and get into a big review, but this is for people who are into marketing and business leaders, the other class, and it's called What Great Storytellers Know. It's by Bernadette Jiwa, J-I-W-A, and it teaches the skills to becoming more influential and becoming a more of an inspirational purpose. So highly, highly recommend that book if you're a leader or if you're into marketing.
That sounds very interesting. And is that a book that you are reading right now?
I think I read it in December of 2020. Probably would have been number 4 on that list, but I didn't elaborate on it. Just a quick, but wait, there's one more.
Yeah, I know the temptation. First of all, you really love books, but a list of 3, it's sort of arbitrary, And this one, 4 could have made it. And right.
Yeah, it's like, who's your favorite child, you can't answer that.
Well, Dave, thank you so much for doing this. I sincerely appreciate it. And you and I talked about this earlier, and very generous of you. I wanted to mention, we talked about the fact that Dave is co-author of the book, It's Go Time. And this is a really fabulous book. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. And it's available at the Service Roundtable store. That's shop.serviceroundtable.com. And Dave very generously said he would give us $10 off to listeners of this show. So when you check out, if you put in the promo code PIP, like Profiles in Prosperity, PIP, you'll get $10 off. Pretty cool. So thanks for doing that, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Just for listeners of your show.
That's right. They won't know about it any other way.
Right.
Great talking to you. Thanks again. I look forward to reviewing with you again at the end of 2021 and hearing what else you've been up to. So thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Take care.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.